Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show is all about you. I'm answering your top questions, including what to do if your sex life has taken a dive after moving in together. Glad you're here, Menace, for this one. Oh. Curious where to meet people that isn't a bar? Are you intimidated by oral sex, Menace? Plus, tips for bringing sexy back to your reproductive sex plans.
Why you keep
Thanks
on looking
for
at
listening.
Me?
I don't know, just because you're here. Thanks for listening. You know what's so great about sex toys? They don't get jealous. They just want you to feel good, even if it means they sit one out while you try something new. Well, I was recently introduced to that something new, the Rabbit Company Lay-On Vibrator. I'm here to tell you that this little palm-sized beauty is simply awesome. It's made for external use and features two ears that are perfectly positioned for clitoral stimulation. The whole piece is gently curved to match a woman's natural contour, so it can literally lay on you, as the name suggests. But its ergonomic shape feels so good to hold and move around. You'll find endless different sensations by changing the lay-on's positions. It's whisper quiet and has six vibration patterns. But my favorite feature? The Rabbit Company keeps the motion in the ears, not the handle. No more numb hands from the transfer of vibration. It's really amazing. Like all Rabbit Company products, the lay-on is 100% body safe, features easy-to-use controls, and has a 5-year warranty. To order your lay-on, visit therabbitcompany.com or click the Rabbit Company banner on my website. Hey, why not? Lay it on today.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We have a banging new website, and I keep saying new because we launched it a few months ago, but it's definitely improving daily. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a new store on the site, Shop with Emily. Click on the Shop with Emily, because you know I'm always, for 11 years now, talking about my favorite toys, my favorite lubes, and you also know that everything that I is on the store, like that I've used every toy, like I don't talk about stuff I don't like. So now you can go there and you see my top picks, look for the Shop with Emily tab and go shopping on my site. And subscribe to the podcast. It really helps when you not only listen, which we love, but when you subscribe. And now there's a subscribe button, which takes you to, you can download it or subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, and Spotify, and definitely subscribe on iTunes.
Love it.
And we love all of that. And then also, finally, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram are all at Sex with Emily. And I can guarantee you there is some stuff you're not going to want to miss, like a nip slip on Instagram.
Every time I bring up something on Instagram, people love it. Let's see what we have on here recently. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Let's see. So you...
Oh, and also...
Oh, This is hilarious. What? People, you got to go find this.
We just did the one we just all right. did.
You have to find this if you go to the show. So Sex with Emily on Instagram. Instagram.com/sexwithemily. If you don't have Instagram, you can still see it. Emily as a pirate.
With menace.
It's freaking hilarious. She's looking for booty. She's looking for booty.
Where's the booty?
If you can go there and comment on that video and say that you have the booty, maybe Emily will message you back.
And then send me the booty. No.
So go there. Go to the Instagram page and comment on the booty video.
Do that.
Her as a pirate. It's freaking funny.
Thank you, menace. Thank you for joining me with that escapade.
Yeah.
One more thing, though, is facebook.com/sexwithemily. You're like, whatever. I'm going to your Snapchat. Right? Mm-hmm. But we're almost at a million people who are actively like all over the world, because we post every day. We post articles, we post videos. Like, we're not just like, you know, here's some, of course, there's not nude photos, but there's people love it because they're learning a lot. It's a great resource. It's fun. And if you're like, my daughter can't see me or my husband, you can like it and then you could like hide it. So if you, that's your issue with it. But most people freaking like it. They don't care what people think. But I'm saying, just, I don't know why you haven't liked it yet. That's what I'm saying. Have you gotten issues? And I love you all. And I'm here with Menace.
Hey, how you doing? So my goal is,
what's your goal?
I know it's mid-July right now as you're hearing this. My goal is to try to get you on Facebook Live, you know, just short broadcast by August.
And like, we would do like a half hour Q&A kind of thing?
Yeah, or whatever.
A hangout?
Whatever people want. Yeah,
okay, would you guys be down with that? So my listeners, email feedback at
sexwithemily.com. Yeah, feedback or whatever they want to do.
That's so fun. Yeah, Facebook's like great. It's a comeback. You can do cool stuff there.
Yeah,
not that gone, but it had a little.
It wasn't, but it's like it got kind of boring, but they keep on trying to bring new things
to
the table.
Like. That's what you got to do, man. You got to keep improving and reinventing yourself.
So we had this funny conversation before we started, and I want to recreate it.
Okay, let's see if I thought
now,
it was funny.
No one believes that you can sit through a movie, right?
I mean, you would think that I just said, oh, I flew to the moon last night.
Yeah.
Because the way people look at me, and this happens, people who know me well, people don't know me. The best is people don't know me that well, but they're like, so just now, some Menace is this app where you can go see movies.
Yeah, so I'm promoting this app. We're not talking about this because I'm trying to set up to talk about the app, but it's called Atom, and it's like a social app where you can buy tickets and tell your friends to come join.
Cool.
You know, it's really cool. So go to thanksatom.com if you want to check it out.
I thought you said Adam like ADAM, which is kind of weird. Okay. So anyway, I want to go. And Madison's like, I want to go. Madison's like, do you go to movies? Like, I can't really picture you like sitting in a movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny because people have like out of the blue gone, wait, stop. You go to movies, and they just can't believe that I could actually get to a theater, sit there, I guess, and not talk and just sit still.
Yeah.
And it's just weird because I've had this 15 people in my life said this to me.
And I told Madison that I did take her to a movie once and never again, ever.
It was the worst movie ever, but we don't need to go down
this road. It doesn't matter.
We knew a lot of people
appropriate
there.
Around
we were
people.
Chatting.
That's great, but there's people in there that don't want to hear you talking.
I don't talk in movies. I don't, but the thing is, it's just getting there. But once I'm there, I can tune out, and I do enjoy it.
I gotta look up what that
look
movie.
For me in a movie theater coming soon. I'll be coming soon to a theater near you, so pay attention.
She'll be talking loudly.
I will not.
And but saying how bored.
It's funny though, because I had a first date, like a second date, like 7 years ago with a guy I was dating in LA, and I was visiting him, and he was after the movie, he looks at me, he's like, you were like flip flopping around in your seat the entire time, like a fish. Like you went, because I like change my leg, I get uncomfortable.
I can't even see you sitting through a TV show because I've begged you for years to watch certain shows.
I'm watching
and you never
TV.
Do it.
I am. You know what's amazing when I'm really into now? Unreal.
Okay.
Have you seen that? It's on Showtime, but you can also watch it on like Hulu with Sherry Appleby, who I've become friends with her. I've met her, and this show's about, it's like The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
But it's a scripted show about what goes on behind the scenes on a reality show. So like the evil producers,
how they're manipulating
all the contestants and stuff. And it harkened back to our days on Misadvised on Bravo. It reminds me of that. But it's also just a great show.
Yeah.
So just there you go. There I am. Look how much
I'm
changing.
See?
Watching TV.
You're watching a TV show. A show. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
There's other
mind blowing.
But this is not about that.
But
what?
It's always good. I mean, to get to the, we're here for Sex with Emily, always inviting somebody, a significant other or somebody that you want to hook up with. Ellie, do you want to come over and watch a show? The whole Netflix and chill thing. That's just
right. But that's just like, we want to come over and give me a blowjob, right?
Like, no, but if you want to come over and watch a show, also, which I totally support, is like a lot of people are doing these whole group things where it's a lot of single people that will get together and watch like Game of Thrones or something
exactly.
like that. I know a lot of people in my office at work, they do that. And I think that's great because then you get to meet new people and you have similar interests and then maybe it can lead to, you know, other things.
Start your own. Start your own. Like, we used to always watch Sex in San Francisco, like years ago, we'd watch Sex in the City when it was on. We'd like every Sunday night, and then we moved it on to why can't I remember what other show? Girls, we all watch that together. And then, like, I know a lot of people watch Bachelorette together, like just kind of in a fun kind of ironic. So yeah, that is a, and I miss that. If I had a TV that worked in a big enough place, I'd invite everybody over to watch TV with me.
What's wrong with your TV, Doug? What do I
it came
I have to
with
fix
my
it?
Place I need a new one. I'm probably gonna it's just it doesn't work. I don't know, it's like this, you should see a menace. It's like from the 80s called. They want their like TV set back. It's it works, it has like cable, but I watch mostly on my computer.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to come over and fix it.
Come over and hang.
It's easy.
Okay. So also, well, I want to mention this quickly, that we do two shows a week. And recently I did a show with Chris Jericho.
You know him? That's awesome.
It was awesome. It's called Wild Sex.
WWE star.
Yeah. He's WWE star. He's got a really successful podcast called, it was called Wild Sex, Scarves, and Sexual Confidence. He wears scarves and it makes him feel confident. Or he is confident so much that he doesn't care that he wears scarves. It was a great show. So check that out.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was a good time. And then today's show, we're answering emails. What else was I going to tell you?
I love that you have Anderson also.
Yeah, Anderson's back.
You've been recording some shows
exactly.
with him.
Exactly. He was never gone. It was good. It was really good. There's some Anderson shows. It was fun. I hadn't seen him. You know, he's having a baby.
Oh, what?
Yep, in like 2 months. And so he took a little hiatus because Loveline, you know, came to an end and I didn't see him. And now he was out in Alaska. But yeah, he's back. So we got some great Anderson shows. We've just been doing some killer, and we've been, you know, a lot of people listening, subscribing.
Having your own space, you're getting so much done, right?
I know, dude, it's so great. We had a 300 square foot office space for like five people, and this is, now we have a studio in our office, which is great. In my, it's nice. It's, you can breathe. We're not all on top of each other.
And it's crazy because you got like shelves with different toys
on
them.
Sex toys on them.
Like, I'm looking at this new, what's that glass thing that's all glitter?
Oh, that's a glass. Yo, you were saying Funny Menace?
What?
That is a glass dildo. It's beautiful. That a porn star gave me in 2006 when we were on Free FM. Her name's Sydney Steele. And she was a guest on the show. And that was like at the time, like a, it was my first glass dildo. It was like, it's like a $200, you know, dildos are very like, they're glass blown. You can put them like in heat, you can put them in cold, and it's, and I've never used it. It's on the shelf.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
But it's beautiful. Thank you, Menace. Thank you for noticing my glass dildo art.
It looks great. But yeah, we're surrounded by different items, which I'm sure... again, this is not a setup to... I hate when people like call out like, oh, you're just talking about this so you can set this up. But you have your whole shop on sexwithemily.com, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. So, I have a store that people could go, you know, for favorite toys and stuff like that I talk about.
Cool.
Oh, and we just got... okay, you know I'm obsessed with lube. Like, lube in every nightstand is the only dream I have now. Because people just... freaking don't use enough lube, and we just got like 50 pounds of lube delivered to the office today from Joe because I love their lube, and I went to visit them and they're like, here you go, and they sent me such amazing lubes because their lubes are like, they have like natural, like a natural line, like that's like they have a water line, they have flavors, they have hybrids, they've got like crazy flavors like banana colada, like they just, and they're just really, they're a good formula. They're well respected because you can't just go buy stuff at the drugstore and put it up in your vagina or in your pee. Because men can use it to masturbate, but like, we can't get stuff in our vagina that doesn't feel good. So anyway, it's been a great week of toys because you know that everything, like I've tried them, I love them, and they send them here. So we have a lot of good delivery. We love our postman.
Yeah. So the Woody Show, which is I always have to set up because we get new listeners all the time.
Set it up.
But the Woody Show is a morning show that I work on in Los Angeles. It's on Alt 98.7, and it's a podcast about pop culture and news and things like that. But I did you can download it if you want to. I did bring up the Womanizer, and people were blown away.
You did?
Because you've been pimping out, and everybody around here that comes in talks about this Womanizer thing.
It's this, it's okay, funny so you brought it up so people knew.
Well, some people texted in because we have a texting service as we're talking live. People can text in and say, and then they text in and said, oh yeah, it's amazing and things like that.
No, it is. I gotta say, like, you know, there's a lot of new toys that come out every year, and typically they're all in the same sort of range. Like, this goes inside you. This is a clitoral toy. And this toy It's like, you've heard me talk about it, if you've been listening. It's like, there's no other toy like it.
There's very few that just like stick out.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's like magic wand, the rabbit, and then what else? I mean, what else really sticks out like at that level? And then it's been the womanizer.
And it's not just, it's like people like in the sex field are like, have you tried it? So anyway, here's the funny thing. So I was out with my friend the other night and I gave her one for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And she's a good friend. And then I haven't seen her since her birthday. It was like 2 months ago. And we were sitting there having cocktails. We're getting margaritas, which you appreciate. And we sat there and she was like, can I just talk to you for a second? Because I didn't tell her much about it. I was just like, this is my favorite new toy. Just try it. She's like, can we talk about the womanizer for a second? I'm like, she's like, that thing, like, I had an orgasm in like a minute and it was like amazing. And then I had three more, like, what is that? And I was like, that's their whole thing. You, if you choose, you can have a 60-second orgasm. Like, I mean, jeez. I like to tease it out sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And I told her how you can vary it so you're not, but it's like a done deal. And it is like this. It just uses this different technology that is like an indirect stimulation of your clitoris. So if my clitoris could talk, it would say, this is what I want you to do. And then you guys would know. But this toy just like knew. It's like the Clit Whisperer. Anyway, it's funny. Oh, funny enough, we did a video called The Clit Whisperer. Because I'm obsessed on YouTube or something.
So yeah, you'll be proud.
But anyway, I'm glad you brought it up. You're learning so much.
I am. I'm spreading the good word on your behalf.
But it was funny. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so sex in the news.
Let's do it.
Too much social media as a teen can hurt romance later in life. This is no surprise. Yeah. I mean, come on. People who just have only known social media.
And we've talked about this a billion times on shows. It's just people, this becomes socially awkward. This because they don't know how to talk to people in real life. They don't know how to look at people in the eyes. It's still hard to look at people in the eyes, but I can just imagine if you've been talking through a computer your entire life and then you have to have face-to-face conversation. How do you have those conversations? Because on the internet, on your computer or whatever, it's a delay. You have a moment to think.
Right.
But when you're face-to-face, you don't have a moment. You have to be able to talk and have a conversation. And then that's when it becomes awkward because people don't know what to say and then they end up not talking.
Right. And the thing is that you just need to know that it was awkward. It's always awkward at the beginning when you learn how to socialize and be in groups and stuff. And so it's okay if it's awkward because I really think that you should all practice. But we had to go through that. We don't remember it, but we didn't have options not to be awkward because we were kids. We couldn't just text an emoji, you know. Uh-huh. So the point is, okay, let's read this study. The study found that the more adolescents communicate online with their boyfriends and girlfriends, the worse they manage conflict. So there's fewer interpersonal cues. Obviously, you can't see that like your boyfriend's face was turning red because he was so angry or she was crying or he was crying, whatever. You're not seeing facial expressions or using nonverbal communication.
Tone.
And most of the communication that we do, a lot of it is nonverbal. Like just the way I'm like moving or my body language. And you don't know any of that when you're online. So the predominant use of social media limits the opportunity to practice in person conversations that are crucial for adolescents, particularly boys, to develop these important skills. And it says that, you know, they were worse at managing conflicts. So they're in touch with their peers 24/7 through social media, but they don't know how to deal with it. So it doesn't say how they failed, like managing conflict, but I'm wondering, like, how are they failing? Is it like they get in a fight with their girlfriend and they just send some like random like emoji, like something that means nothing, like a boat or like a sad face or like a karate chop? Like, I don't know what you would send that you're failing. Maybe you just drop off all communication, but I'm sure that I never, first of all, even this day I've dated guys who are like, let's discuss this and they want to go over text. I don't want to have any serious conversations over text. You just shouldn't. Like if you are having a conflict with somebody, it could be someone at work, it could be a friend. The most effective way to do it is in person. Mm-hmm. Or if you can't, on the phone.
Yeah.
But through text, you don't know what the hell's going on. And I believe that you spend more time online. Like I think so many conversations that I've had texting, I could have had in 3 minutes on the phone.
Yes.
And it pisses me off. So people just
practice. I absolutely agree. And then it's so funny because this has always happened in, I don't know, probably the last 10 years where, you know, we get younger interns or people, they'll say, how do you know everybody in the building? I go, because I don't talk through email. I go to that person's desk and I talk it out.
Exactly.
Because why am I going to send 15 emails back and forth. I don't know the tone. There's things that we can miss. We can have a 2-minute conversation face to face. Then done. I know that person even more.
Right.
You know?
People are hiding behind it. But again, it's not to blame. It's like, it's not like these adolescent boys are evil and wrong. It's like,
no, they just don't know better.
You don't know better. Because we grew up, again, like when I first started working, I remember I worked in politics. I know you might all find that interesting, but I worked at City Hall for our local supervisor. And she was the most intense boss I ever had. I mean, she was like scary, like in a good way though, because it made me, I learned a lot more. But I would literally be calling someone in our building, in City Hall. And she'd be like, if they don't answer, she goes, Emily, just get up and walk over to their desk.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, don't take no for an answer. And I would. I'd have to like walk across and be like, hello. Yeah. And like, that's what you did. And so it was like, you always called. But this way it was like, you get over there. And it just... I'm going to start coming over to your house now when I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'll be like, ding dong, Metis, can you do a show on April 2nd?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
No,
but I do think texting is good. No, I'll call you. You won't answer. Texting is good, though, for like logistics, but, you know, and like sexting. But okay, here, not dick pics. Okay, so let's, would you like to get into some emails?
Yes, please.
Okay, but first let's give a big shout out to our sponsors. We love our sponsors and we love you all for supporting them. So thank you. Lube. Ah, you know I never stop talking about it. And for good reason. For 10 years, I've been on a mission to get lube on every nightstand in the world. Well, I'm so happy to announce that I have a new partner in my quest, Joe. As a company, Joe is committed to making my mission come true. Joe manufactures a wide assortment of amazing lubes and personal care products. But for now, let me share one of my favorites, the Joe Natural Love Collection. It's 100% USDA certified organic, specially formulated with pure natural ingredients like chamomile, agave leaf extract, and carrageenan. It provides a smooth, long-lasting glide and is easy to clean. Plus, these lubes are toy safe and compatible with most materials. The Natural Love Collection includes flavored and unflavored formulas, as well as an organic toy cleaner. The Certified Organic Natural Love line, along with all the Joe personal care products, is now available on my store. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Shop with Emily or the Joe banner. Trust me, this lube is going to change your sex life. Okay, everyone, thank you for sending your emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Menace.
Yes.
This is the part where you tell everyone why it's important. We need your name, where you live, your age, and how you listen.
All right. Hold on.
We should make up a jingle.
All right. Okay. So when you so when you email the show, just do us a favor. We'd love to hear where you're emailing from anywhere in the world because it's interesting to us.
We get off on it.
Yeah. It's like, wow, people actually do listen to the show. And tell us your age because we want to know like what part of your life that you're in.
Right. Life stages.
And then you can make up a fake name.
Yeah. We're totally
and
down.
The other thing is very important. We'd love to hear how you listen to the show.
Right.
Do you listen on iTunes? Do you listen on sexwithemily.com? Do you listen on
SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play,
everywhere. We just, you know, want to hear your feedback.
Podcasts are not sold. We want to know.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was really good. Also, new feature that we're offering you all, you can call us and leave a voice message, 818-ASK-SWE1. That's 818-ASK, like Sex with Emily, ASK-SWE1, or 818, which is the same, but do people have the numbers on their phone, the letters to the numbers?
So they 818, do.
They do, I do, yeah. I? 818-275-7931. It's all on sexwithemily.com. Oh, right. Yeah. But wasn't there a time, it was probably a while ago, I'm thinking like the flip phone. I don't do that often where I'm like spelling things out, but remember like the flip phones like didn't have that? There was like a version of phone.
Yeah, there was a version of phone that didn't have
the letters.
The letters, yeah.
Okay. So a couple ground rules. Keep your message to about a minute. Don't include your last name or the names of anyone you're talking about. And do tell us your age, where you're calling from. Same stuff. Go to my website and see more. Yeah, love it. Ready?
All right.
Hi, Emily. I'm a 30-year-old female and listen to your podcast via iTunes. I'm in a relationship with a great man who I love and has been one of my best friends for years. We were long distance for the first year of our relationship, and I just moved in with him a month ago. When we were long distance, we saw each other on the weekends, and the sex was amazing. He always made sure I came first, would give me multiple orgasms, he was passionate, etc. Since I moved in, however, our foreplay lasts about half as long. He finishes way more quickly, like in 3 minutes, and I often don't orgasm. Of course, we have sex more often now, and we aren't long distance, about every other day. But this abrupt change in just about every aspect of the sex is so confusing to me. Everything else about our relationship is great. What is a good, considerate way that I can ask him why he suddenly doesn't seem too concerned about getting me off?
Well,
thanks, Ruby. be.
Well, the time apart, you had to, you know, take the time apart. You had to take advantage of the time that you had together. You know,
right?
And then when you moved in to when you moved in together, then there's so much access that you don't have to put in that much time. Do you really want to put in that much time every single time? Did I say time enough? To
okay.
Sorry.
Menace. I'm so glad you're here.
Okay.
Because
I'm sorry. I just got lost in that conversation.
No,
but
right.
I'm just saying, do you want to put in that effort?
As a dude. Yes.
As you hook up. I'm trying to say a sentence without saying time one more time.
Here's the thing.
But I can't.
Menace. When couples move in together. No, we all get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
About the time. I don't even know what you were saying about time. But there's no time even in this.
All right. Keep
Every
on.
Time you fool around. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving in together, it's a beautiful thing. You've decided, you know, it was long distance, which I love. This is what I love about the story here. This is what mm-hmm. you're doing right, Ruby. Couples in long distance relationships without an end date and goes on forever, they're great. They're called vacation relationships. You'll have great sex every time you see each other. But now you've moved in together. And this happens. You move in together. You become comfortable. It's no longer like the longing, the anticipation, the spontaneity, because you're there. And so what that does is, while you become closer, it also kind of can cancel out a lot of that fire, that romance,
yeah.
that attraction, because
you have access constantly.
Right. And so, and I'm sure he does still care about pleasing you. I'm assuming he does, but since the newness has wore off and he sees you and you're more accessible, he's probably not as conscious about it. So I think you got to bring it up to him, because he might just be assuming that you're getting off, that maybe you want to rush it. I don't know. But bring up, you know, obviously you don't want to say like, what's going on with our sex life? You never go down to me. Because every sex conversation, you know, if you start it off with like a negative tone and blaming, he's not going to hear a word you say. Like, you know, you lost him at, we need to talk, okay? So what you can do is just bring up the things that you missed. Like, you'd be like, you know, babe, I love that living with you has been so great, having sex with you more often, but you know what I can't stop thinking about? How you used to go down to me, like, that was so hot. I would come so hard. We should, like, do that more. Like, that was hot when we would, you know, you gave me those massages and whatever. And, like, just explain to him, like, I really require foreplay. Like, it feels good and I feel connected. And so let's just, like, do that. And that's it. That's what you got to say. And you can initiate foreplay. You can start making out with him. You can like slow him down if he's moving too fast. But nip this in the bud. Like, you just moved in together. I love that you were having great sex before. And we're talking about this very precious moment in time where you still have those memories. You know, it's still new enough where like that was just happening, where he was going down to me for an hour and a half. And now we're together and he hasn't, you know, seen my vagina in 2 months. So it's time to like say, this is what I need. Like, this is about intimacy and great sex. So make it reciprocal. And you can say, you know what? You can even say, I listen to this podcast, Sex with Emily. And cohabitation affects couples' lives. It just does. Now, Menace.
Yeah.
I already know where this is going. But I really hope that you could be raw and open and honest with me for just one moment.
I am.
You've been living with your girlfriend.
Yes.
Who I don't even know and couldn't pick out of a lineup. But you seem very happy.
Times,
whatever,
yeah.
once. If you guys, like... What's changed since you lived? Like, has your sex life been impacted by living together? Besides the dog.
Besides the dog?
I knew you were going to go down the dog route.
Well, no. I mean, I think the dog has been a factor because we like having the dog in bed. So it kind of puts
okay,
it...
Okay, so that's like a couple thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, I mean, before that, no. I like cohabitating with
right.
people.
It didn't like... But you didn't feel like... Because you don't talk about your sex life. Okay, I'm just saying
No. But I am. But I'm just saying, like, I've cohabitated with a couple people in my life.
Right.
Right? And I haven't seen a change. The only time that I've seen a change is when I've added a dog into the mix
okay.
that we absolutely love. And
got
it's
it.
Just like... So it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Right.
Because I'm effing weird. I don't like the dog looking at me...
You gotta train the dog to like give him a big friggin' bone
know,
for 20
know,
minutes for the 3 minutes that you've said.
I'm being
and
honest.
No, you are.
Though.
I know, honey. I know you are. I'm just saying because you're like you're
what?
Are
what do you
a
do you want
you're
to
a
say,
very
like,
unique couple.
I have
no.
I have
I'm glad
all
you're
these
not.
Issues
I'm so and, glad you're not having issues. But what I'm saying is, for a lot of couples and people in long-term relationships, I'm not saying everyone.
Yeah,
you move in together, and as a byproduct of that, it just happens like. nothing's wrong. You guys aren't like terrible people. Yeah. It's just that you forget like how it was before and you get into a routine. And yeah, all I'm saying is
definitely
sometimes that can take your sex life, put it on the back burner. You don't prioritize it. And mm-hmm. that doesn't just naturally get better on its own, like a cold. Like you're like, oh, I'm just sick today, I'm going to stay in bed. No, this actually gets worse. So the sooner you can be like, you know what, our sex, like it's a priority that we like cook together, that we like watch Netflix together, and that we have sex together, and we keep like having better and better sex. How can we do that? Like prioritize it, put it right there, do it.
Definitely.
This happens.
I agree with that.
All right, good. Dear Emily, where are the best places to meet single women? I'm 51 years old. I'm now retired for sanity's sake and live with my 12-year-old son in Bali, Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
Where I'm writing this message to you from now.
I always wanted to go to Bali.
I know. It's amazing. I was there years ago. I want to go too. I've outgrown spending my weekend nights at a bar or a nightclub. And for years, I've tried dating sites where I've almost always ended up meeting a totally different person than the one I met online. Mm-hmm. So he's had some bad people say there's something.
I wonder what the scene's like in Bali.
I know.
I wish I could.
It's amazing. I mean, I have to tell you, I mean, I was there like years ago, but he says he has no problem hooking up. Of course, he's got a problem hooking up, you know, on Tinder or in a club or if it hits me. But I'm talking about meeting someone where there's a genuine possibility of a mutually rewarding relationship. Mm-hmm. He's active. He's like, I play tennis. But that, and I've never, you know, that's never borne fruit either. He says playing sports and stuff. So where do I look to meet women? Grocery stores and coffee shops? Thanks, Conrad. So he's in Bali, and I understand like it can be hard being a foreigner there, but you know, yes, but here's the thing. I feel like yes, grocery stores, yes, your local gym, yes, coffee shops, like meet people everywhere you go. Have the intention of when you're out, like meeting new people.
He lives in such a beautiful place.
I know.
Too.
And there's so many expats there. Like I know a lot of people who live in communities with their expats. They can go on the hash. It's a run. They do all over the world. When you live in different cities, you can be like, let's go run, you know, in Ubud, which is a town in Bali.
Well, there's topless women when you Google search Bali.
He doesn't want the top. Maybe he does. Maybe one of those women are single too.
Yeah.
And so women are also attracted to guys, and guys vice versa are attracted to women who like own the room. Like if you've got your local place that you go and you walk in, they're like, hey, Conrad, how you doing? Good to see you this morning. Here's your half decaf latte double mocha. Like mm-hmm. they know you, and like that feels good for you. And that's kind of attractive for people too. Just be like, this guy owns the room. He knows people. You've got a community. So build that community and let people know there that you're single. I mean, I don't know if you want to date locals or you want to date expats, but again, great expat community. Manus is still Googling you. We looked this up.
Well, I'm just trying to find something for him in Bali. Because like here in the United States, we have websites like meetup.com, right?
I bet you they have a meetup in Bali. It doesn't exist in Bali. We looked it up. Madison, producer Madison looked it up.
Yeah.
But I think just the more you're involved with the community and the greater like social networks you create, whether it's with locals or expats, mm-hmm. and you put yourself out there, because you're saying, what, coffee shops? Yeah, you're retired. If I was retired, I would sit in coffee shops. Like I would read, because in San Francisco too, that was my thing. I'd go every morning to Martha's mm-hmm. Coffee, and I had like my people. Like I wasn't there for 6 hours, but in the morning for like an hour even, I'd go, we'd catch up, half hour. And it felt like, because sometimes you move away, especially in Bali, but we don't have our families around us anymore. Mm-hmm. And you got to just find those places where, you know, like everyone knows your name. Like, cheers. Is that a reference that no one's going to get?
No, totally. I mean, cheers is huge.
Sometimes you want to go.
Yeah. I've been to the Cheers in Boston. I'm actually the one Cheers hater on the planet. Like, I didn't like it, but
my dad liked
99%
it.
Of the people out there love Cheers. Right. So,
but there's something to that of having a place where you know the locals and you feel comfortable, and everywhere we go, build community.
So hopefully that's helpful. I'm sorry. I wish I would know a little bit more about Bali other than it has amazing beaches.
Right. It does. But like go, you know, volunteer there. Like there's, they need, you know, I'm sure like, they need
that's
help.
That's why I was looking at, I'm trying to look up meetup.com because maybe there was like groups that he could join that have similar interests. And
there are
like
expats. I just think he's
I'm sure there's an equivalent somewhere.
There is. Yeah. Everywhere you go, you can find people. But I really just think that I think he's probably going through a lot of transition now too, being retired in a new country. Mm. And you're like, where? But
get
I think
dog,
if you just
dude.
Be yourself.
Get a dog.
I want a dog. Don't bring that up right now. Ladies. It makes me sad. I wake up in the middle of the night like looking for Stanley. He's not even my dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm a 20-year-old female. I'm dating a guy who now is my first sexual partner, so I'm a newbie when it comes to everything. I know he really wants me to give him a blowjob, but I don't know how, and I kind of have a fear of it. I really want to be able to try it, but I can't get over that scared feeling I get when I think about doing it. What can I do to get over the fear and become more comfortable with giving a blowjob? Mimi. I think women have a lot of fears pre-blowjob. Like, when you've never given a blowjob, it's like the scariest thing. It's like, how am I going to do it? Like, I remember this. I remember my boyfriend pressuring me. I had braces. I think I've told the story.
Uh-huh.
I was 16. I still had braces. And he was like, give me a blowjob. And I was like, oh, my God. And then one day, it was like a year we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my first blowjob with braces. And I was terrified. It was like a whole thing. Like, am I going to do it right? So normally, Mimi, you haven't done it before. You don't have like penises lying around like me, unless you have dildo that you can really try on. So I get it. Like, there's a lot of fears because, you know, maybe you've seen some porn and you think it's got to be perfect and you want to get it all right. But I think the first thing we got to do, Mimi, is take the pressure off yourself.
Well, I mean, you want to apply pressure, but just take the pressure off yourself.
And the number one tip for a great blowjob, my number top three tips, is having enough pressure on it.
Yeah.
And but first of all, your guy knows, he knows that you're new to blowjobs. He's not going to expect you to become like this blowjob queen. But you got to get over your nerves and just like dive in. So the number, like, what, okay, my top three tips, enthusiasm. So when you're down there, and this one might be a little hard at first because I know you're going to be nervous, but a lot of it is just like you're licking it like it's the most delicious ice cream cone you've ever had. And it's like, it's a 90 degree day out in summer, and there's like little drops, and they're about to drip off your cone, and you're like, I don't want that drop. And you lick it. Like, that's how you want to devour, like, that's how you want to, like, be into it, right?
Yeah.
So you're licking it. Your tongue is a great arsenal.
Love it.
You want to apply pressure. So a lot of women, I think, are typically, like, too soft. And
yeah,
so,
that's the worst.
I know. So what you want to do is think of your hand, too, because your hands and your tongue are your, you know, your commandos. What is it? Your second and third in command?
Yeah.
So yes, your mouth, but your hand. So if you put your hand around a penis, right? This is how you know you're putting enough pressure on it. Pretend this blowjob spray is the penis.
All right.
So you put your hand around it. Mm-hmm. And when you're holding it, you want to make sure that there's an even amount of pressure around the entire penis. So it's like your fingers aren't squeezing more than the thing. And they're like, that's the pressure you want.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you're with your mouth, you want, like, you know, you want to make sure there's like suction. You're not blowing your suction and there's like pressure. Like, think about it. Like, his penis, it wants to feel like it's in a vagina. Like, that's the tightness of it. Like, that's what you want to do. And then you want to make sure that it's wet, wet enough. Wetter is better. You can take a sip of water. You can use a little lube. You can use this blowjob spray, which I use on the air. So I don't like.
Love it.
Strawberry. and then just like ask him for feedback, communication. Like, a guy's not afraid to just like, hey, babe, how's that going? I mean, like, learn it together. I'm sure he knows you haven't done it. So those are my first 10 tips. So really, you just got to breathe. It's like everything.
Just
gotta
do
it's practice.
It. Don't worry.
Right?
A guy's not going to deny
you. No, he's so psyched he's getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
So maybe take the pressure off is number one and put the pressure on.
Cool.
The penis. Okay. Hey, Emily. My wife and I are trying to have a baby, but I feel she's being too technical.
Ooh,
about how we're having sex. Because she's like, you know, he's like, I'm not turned on by all like the pre-sex, like, gotta have sex now, like, let's get in bed, do this thing, like the pre-seed lubes, like, just make a baby now, just make a baby. We had a wild sex life before and we're trying for a future bundle of joy. We've had threesomes, played with toys, she orgasms very easily, and I want that to continue. So how do I get her to loosen up and go with the flow to make sex fun and adventurous again? Dan in Nashville.
It's becoming robotic, right?
Yeah, because, well, here's the thing. There's a lot of pressure, you know, women and men, but the women are like, we know, like, when we're ovulating, like, we pee on a stick and it's like, we have 2 days, maybe a day that you can get pregnant when you're really trying for a while. So it's a sensitive time and I'm so glad that you guys have a great sexual foundation, but Dan, it's not gone forever, okay? And it's on you then. Like, if you know that this is the day of the month that she's going to be like, we got to have sex, like, let's make it interesting. You know, I get that the spontaneity is gone and it's less exciting, but you can make it more adventurous. No reason you have to throw out, I wouldn't suggest a threesome, but you said you use toys. Why don't you like sneak a toy in next time? Like, even if, why don't you have sex in the car when you pull in the driveway next time? And so, you know, this is the night, tuck a toy in the glove compartment. Like, you know, have sex somewhere else besides the bedroom. It's summer, have sex outdoors. In between your scheduled sex, you can have foreplay, like when the mood strikes you, like, just make sure that you're giving and receiving. And this is going to be a little bit of a stressful time. And you want her to feel comfortable and safe, you know, not like she's nagging you. So she's got a lot of work. I mean, it's just not always easy for you're not in this realm, but like you got you've heard couples like trying to get pregnant become stressful. So the hot sex will come back, but also the more that you worry that it's not there, it's not going to be there. Yeah. So let your wife, she can worry about the ovulation. You go along with it, but also think about the things that made it so hot before. And you can still do that just because you're trying to have sex right now. She's not going to be like, no more hot, wild sex, you know? Yeah. So, you know, you don't want to like her to get all angry with you because it seems like you don't want to have a kid and there goes the hot sex.
Yeah.
So don't hot sex can trauma. Happen anywhere. And this is a great time to like, you know, I have a great book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. And I'm bringing it up because it's such an easy book to use because you open it to a page and you're like, oh, let's try that tonight. And it could be like, you know, sucking on her nipples with like whipped cream or something. Like I don't, there's a million things in there that you don't need to go buy crazy stuff unless you know whipped cream, but you know what I'm saying? There's ways to tease. Check it. Hamley, new email. Do you have anything else to say to him? No, because you're not having a baby, but you know
what,
guys. No,
but I mean, like, you're a guy. Just be happy.
You're going to be a dad.
Laid, and then eventually it will go back.
It's not the end of the world.
Just she's trying to get the job done right now. So you just got to relax for a minute.
Chill out. I think everyone needs to chill out.
Yes, please.
Can we just say chill out to everybody? Yeah. Mimi has to chill out about the blowjob. Mm-hmm. Who else are we talking
about? Vote in November, Californians.
What?
I said vote in November, Californians.
Vote in November because to chill out?
Yeah, because that's the legalization of marijuana.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
See? Chill, man.
See, chill.
I get it. Hi, Emily.
Yep.
Two questions, mainly to do with male sex toys. My girlfriend doesn't enjoy giving me anal stimulation, a.k.a. rimming. Mm-hmm. So are there any toys that simulates the same kind of sensations as a human tongue? Number two. Are there any toys that simulate a tongue on nipples? She doesn't mind doing this, but sometimes it's difficult depending on which position we're in. I think this is a great question because I like that he knows what he likes and he's willing to try different things to get out there. And a lot of men don't like their nipples touched, like don't know that there's even sensation there. Maybe they haven't tried.
I'm not into it, of course, naturally, because I'm the Debbie Downer. But I do know that men out there that absolutely love it.
Right, exactly, because we're all different. So
and I know women out there that absolutely love it, too.
Oh, yeah. So here's a toy that replicates anal rimming, okay? So like licking around the anal, anus. The WeVibe Touch, it's perfectly tongue-shaped. I love this toy. It has a number of mind-blowing like vibration patterns you can choose from, and it looks like a tongue, and it has these vibrations that extend throughout, but it also has a little... like a tip that you can pinpoint to where your nerve endings are, where it feels good. So you can have your girlfriend use it on you the same way she would a tongue, with the point tip lightly circling around. Just promise me this. You will not insert it into your anus, because the only toys that you can insert need to have a flared tip so they don't shoot up, and then you'll end up in the... emergency room. They get carried away by your sphincter muscles, never to be seen again.
Jeez.
Sorry, dude. It's true.
Is that like a new thing?
What? Men sticking
stuff in there? Why is more people talking about more and more the whole ribbing?
Rimming?
I feel like...
Really?
In the past 3 years, it has been being brought up constantly.
Porn?
I guess. I think... I don't know.
What, guys talking about it more or women? Women want it or men?
Just in pop culture.
I don't know. I think it's like, why is everyone talking about choking, squirting? And I think, Grimmie, you're right. Like, it wasn't
a thing.
I don't know. I don't hear it as more than... I don't feel like I'm hearing it more.
I feel I do.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You'd think I would be.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that scene in Girls where...
Right. Dad, you're right. That was a Grimmie scene.
It's going into pop culture. It's the new...
So you better all get your rim on. Clearly, that's what we're here about, rimming with Emily.
Speaking about tongue apparatuses, this is, of course, not a sexual thing, but have you seen the online thing where they're selling those fake tongues so you can lick your cat? It was a huge Kickstarter. They made a ton of money.
You could lick your cat back?
Yeah. Like, it's like you put it in like a pacifier thing and it has like a plastic tongue and you lick your cat with it.
Is it wet so you can like clean it? Because the cats lick themselves to clean themselves.
I don't know.
For hygiene.
But it's supposed to be...
Is it a joke or for real?
No, it's
people
for real.
Are like, I love my cat so much I want to lick it.
Yes. It's this couple out of Oregon that's putting it out.
I'm kind of... I don't know what to say. I love cats. I can't imagine
people
having
can
that
probably
urge.
Use it for other purposes other than licking cats, though.
Is that the, so it's like a incognito sex toy? Like, oh, you know, no, I'm just looking at my cat.
It's definitely meant for cats, but I'm just saying that.
Is it like so you don't get the fur ball on? It takes
so you don't actually lick it with your tongue, yeah.
I find this interesting. I would like one.
Look it up.
Okay. Also, toys for nipple stimulation, any bullet vibe would be great for nipple play, but you want them what targets that one that targets the vibrations to the tip versus the entire toy. So there's the new, the Whisper Quiet Lay-On Vibe, that's L-A-Y-O-N Vibe from the Rabbit Company. Perfect for this kind of stimulation. We actually all got them in the office a few weeks ago because I think Madison had one first and they only sent us one and we all wanted them because she said it was so awesome. So Whisper Quiet. And I've held it in my hand. I've not actually put it, but I know that it's just the coolest. Like, has these two little, right? It has the two little, like, the ears. So you can also pinch that between your nipples. And it's specifically designed, stimulates every erogenous zone. It has the little bunny ear appendages. So you can, like, target specifically. You'll see what I mean. Just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Rabbit Company banner. It's awesome. And lube. Lube is amazing. Don't forget your lube. Everything wetter is better. I love System Joe's warming lube. That could feel great for the rimming sitch. And more slippery, more pleasurable. I think like lube, anything to do with nipples, if you're kissing or vibing, add like a touch of lube.
It's just a smidge? You're such a lube pusher.
No, but like I'm saying, do you know why? Because what people don't realize is like it just feels better. Like a little bit of friction. Anywhere, like even if a woman's already wet, you just put a little dabble of lube, like a dabble on her clitoris or like on her labia and you rub up and down. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole other, because we're talking nerve endings. We're talking like 8,000 nerve endings. So like, your tongue feels good. Yes, your fingers go good. And yes, a little wet lube is like a different, it's not saliva. Just try it. I just want to lube on every nightstand before I die. System Joe.
Yeah, System Joe.
Yeah, I love it. It's on my website.
sexwithemily.com.
Totes. That's all we got time for.
I know.
This was epic.
I love it. Well, we got to talk about lube, which you absolutely
did. We got like 50 pounds. You can have a bottle to go. Do you want a little care package? Do you want to borrow my glass dildo?
No. I'm definitely going to take a picture of it so I can show my coworkers.
You should do a field trip here.
Definitely.
We're going to do a drunk show again soon.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. And love seeing you. Check out Menace at Menace.
Across the board. Instagram, all that. A lot of Sex with Emily listeners follow
my
dog.
He's in a bikini too, which is weird.
Yeah. Check out my
dog
bikini.
Chiro.
My dog Chiro, my baby. She's currently in San Francisco right now.
Without you?
Yeah, because I'm taking off to Mexico and
Who's she?
Just one of your dates.
Okay, got it. It doesn't matter. But you're going to Mexico, right? Have fun. And I'll see you soon. We'll do the drunk show. We'll have a little party. All right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Madison, producer Madison, and thank Lori you. And Jamie, my awesome team at Sex with Emily. And thank you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys are kind of like potato chips. You start with one, and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with an attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable and friendly staff are there to help with any questions you might have. Whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, if you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the products you need to get there. So in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily when you check out. Get 20% off your purchases. And if you're an online shopper, no problem. Hustler's got you covered. You go to HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. That's HustlerHollywood.com, code EMILY20.